Grand Valley State University does present this 13th annual Fall Arts Celebration. Glad you are here. Dean of Class, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Fred Anzek, with us for that kickoff. We kick off strong. Good morning to you.
And how are you?
I'm good. I look forward to this celebration. First of all, you and me got a sneak preview Tuesday night at the Grand Valley, thanks to those guest speakers and entertainers. Goodness gracious. But you ready for Lucky 13?
Well, this is the 13th year of the celebration. I think this has a chance to be the best.
Oh, let me follow up with, why do you think that?
Well, glad you asked.
That was not even set up, was it? No.
No, we did not set that up. No, the particular events are remarkable, and maybe we could get a reflection of that from the first one, which is already open, the exhibition of art called Dusk to Dusk, Unsettled, Unraveled, Unreal. And it is a remarkable show that can remind you how art can trouble and disengage our comfortable feelings. This is Dutch art that we have on loan, and for the first time we're splitting this exhibition. Hope College has some, and of course we have some in the Performing Arts Center Art Gallery.
So this, we kick off strong. The goal with this celebration, obviously, to enrich the arts and humanities in West Michigan, full of art, music, poetry. We'll be speaking on each event as you continue. But you kick off, a formal reception is next Thursday?
For the art, yes.
Yes.
And that
for this piece, yes.
Right. And the exhibition is open through Halloween.
Ooh, boo. There we are there. All right, take me to, let's just say, the next stage.
We're really looking forward to this one. Let's go back a step in Michigan history. Donald Cinta was really the leading worldwide pedagogue in saxophone. He's retired from the University of Michigan. But the Donald Cinta Quartet features our Professor Dan Grazer on soprano saxophone. And Professor Grazer leads the first saxophone quartet to win first prize in the International Artists Guild competition in New York City. And also, the quartet was selected the grand prize winner at the 2013 Coleman International Competition in Los Angeles. So Dan Grazer is one of the leading performing saxophonists right now, and the quartet will be doing some contemporary music, as well as being joined by Professor Pablo Mojave Veglia on music written by our own Professor Bill Ryan. So it will be quite a night of music in Louis Armstrong Theater on the Ellendale campus, Monday, September 21st at 7:30. And if you come early, Shelley, from 7 to 7:20, always on the events on campus, we have Professor Emerita Julianne Vandenweingard playing a concert on the Carillon. So come on out to Allendale. Remember, all of these events are free in Grand Valley's gift to the community.
Very nice. Tell me about poetry, how this is involved.
Sure, we have two very distinguished poets coming. You're more likely to have heard the name Kwame Dawes. He is a very distinguished critic. He has a book out on the lyrical genius of Bob Marley, but he also has 16 books of poetry, and he is the winner of the Penn Open Book Award. He is joined by Amy, and I want you to say this with me.
Nezhukumatatil.
There you go. Okay. Amy Ness. She is an accomplished young poet. We always have this integration, this dialogue between an older and a younger poet. And Amy Ness is the author of 3 books of poetry and has won a number of book awards from the independent publishers.
That's a pretty big deal.
October 15th, 7 p.m. in the Eberhard Center downtown.
Readings followed by book signing and reception. Always. At the fun, you bet. Let's dance.
Okay. The King, Kanyang Lin dancers will be presenting Meditations in Motion, Virtuosity and Imagination in Dance. This is a group, it's an Asian-American dance group, and it's interesting. They explore contemplative practices. They're known for Zen-inspired dance. And that's kind of interesting. It looks different and feels different from pretty much anything you've ever seen. And joining forces with them is the Grand Valley GVSU New Music Ensemble, our group that has played Carnegie Hall and National Parks, and led by, of course, Bill Ryan. So that is Monday, November 2nd at 7:30 in the Louis Armstrong Theater on the Allendale campus.
Bet. Mark our calendars for November when the snow flies.
Yes.
What's happening on Monday, November 16th?
Oh, we've been looking forward to this, and I think in a certain way this represents Grand Valley's way of integrating learning. Kip Thorne, who is a very accomplished physicist, who is, with Stephen Hawking, probably the father of black hole studies in physics, has also been involved in the arts. He was a consultant on the movie Contact. And more recently on the movie Interstellar, which scientists say got the science correct. He's here probably to talk a little physics and a little art, but the title together is Discovery and Collaboration. We've been hearing Shelley so much about how in Fortune magazine, there was an article, arts graduates are the key to the next step in technology. This kind of integration of the arts and humanities with the STEM disciplines is exactly what this very distinguished and accomplished physicist is going to talk about and has practiced.
Kip Thorne, November 16th, 7 p.m.
Downtown,
right here in this great Eberhard building. Last but not least, let's celebrate the holidays.
Also downtown at Fountain Street Church, December 7th, 7:30. We'll be celebrating the holiday music from Europe. The GVSU Varsity Men's Chorus will be leading the way. And we'll also have a performance of Bach's Magnificat.
Ooh, I hope that wasn't a secret.
No. We'll spread it today.
Yeah, you spread it today. And so nice to have the backdrop and the partnership with Fountain Street Church to provide that finale, that holiday celebration that, we'll celebrate yet.
It's a tradition.
it is a tradition, and it'll celebrate another successful fall art celebration before it even starts, which, as you mentioned, coming full circle, basically it has.
Well, we hope for success, but it's not a success unless you come see something. And if you'd like more information about any of these, please take a look at www.gbsu.edu/fallarts or call us at 616-331-2185, and we'll be glad to give you the full info.
Is the dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences ready for a great year?
Oh, we are so
pumped. That would
be you. we are so pumped for this year. It's already off to a great start, and we're really looking for great things.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Fred Ansack, Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, a spokesperson this day for the annual Fall Arts Celebration 2015. Thank you.
We're in the air.